Sweat popped off me and my heart danced as I scratched out beats until my fingers burned. I hunched my back so I was closer to my mixing board and bopped my head to the beat, waiting for my cue to start my solo as my brother, Derek Richardson, worked the crowd, spitting unrehearsed rhymes off the top of his head. The audience was on fire, and so were we. When I started my solo, my body took over, and I started vibing with the music. I no longer felt the pain in my fingers, and my face was so close to the vinyl that I could almost kiss it as I focused on making that record sing a new song. It was like I was outside myself, watching as I did these crazy combinations that had the crowd on their feet yelling my stage name, Jazzy J, and grooving to my beats. Their energy was unlike anything I had ever known in all my 16 years, and I lived for it. Derek took center stage again, and I harmonized with him before belting out a few lines from an R&B tune that would put Mary J. Blige to shame. The crowd was in awe. Most people knew I could DJ, but they had no clue that I was a fierce singer, and I could rap too. I had been saving my singing for the perfect moment, and that time was now, during the biggest performance of our lives. When Derek was done, I scratched one last beat, then came from behind my Technics 1200 turntable and grabbed his hand. We took a bow as the crowd whistled and shouted so loud my ears hurt. We were the final act for the All-District Rap Invitational, which had gathered the top acts from Queens, New York, to compete for a spot in All-City. There, the winner from each of the city's boroughs, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and the Bronx, would battle for a deal with Impact Records, a company that was known for producing hits. Derek and I were rumored to win All District, and as far as I was concerned, All District and All City were just formalities. That record contract already had my name on it. Derek leaned over, sweat streaming down his chocolate brown face, and gave me a high five.
"Good job, Jasmine,"
he yelled, sounding a little hoarse. "Thanks." I grinned at him as I whipped a towel from around my neck and handed it to him. "I knew you'd forget to bring one." He smiled his thanks as he wiped his face and threw the towel into the crowd. The girls went crazy as they fought to get it, and I couldn't help but laugh as Derek blushed. He didn't like the spotlight at all, although he was an incredible rapper. I watched as the other participants took the stage, and I tried to keep from laughing when I spotted the group that had come on before us. They had forgotten half their routine and had walked off the stage in disgrace after the crowd started booing them. I was surprised they had the nerve to show their face again. I know if it were me. Nah, that would never be me. My routine was always tight. The MC finally made his way to the stage again, and he told a few corny jokes while the judges tabulated our scores. I figured they were just doing it for show, because there was no doubt in my mind that Derek and I had won. When the third place winner was announced, I smiled at my brother. They had been good, as had a few of the 20 acts, and even though I knew we were the best, I was still anxious about actually hearing our name called. When a solo performer was named the second place winner, I didn't know whether to be happy or nervous. I crossed the fingers of my right hand behind my back and bounced in place, probably looking like I had to pee, as I silently encouraged the MC to call our name, and Derek squeezed my other hand to calm me down.